Great day for a jog, huh, Yael?
Yeah.
Green grass, not a cloud of... Ow!
Are you okay, Don?
I twisted my ankle.
Oh, man. Hang tight. I've got one of those liquid ice packs. There.
Thanks. Hopefully, that'll keep it from swelling.
Yes, but do you know why?
You know, at the moment, I don't really care.
Really? Come on, don't you want to know?
Oh, all right. Why?
Because the temperature helps keep blood vessels in the injured area constricted, which prevents a lot of blood from flowing to the injury site. Less blood flow means less swelling.
That makes sense.
How does the ankle feel?
Okay, it's a little stiff, but it doesn't hurt very much.
That's because ice helps reduce muscle spasms, which can really cause pain. And since the cold numbs your nerves at the injury site, you don't feel much pain as long as you apply ice. But you don't want to overuse ice because it may freeze and damage the skin. Instead, it's best to use rice.
What does rice have to do with treating a sprained ankle?
Rice, as in food, nothing. What I meant is R-I-C-E, which stands for rest, ice, compression, and elevation. After resting the injured area, you apply ice for about half an hour. Then, let the injury warm up and apply pressure to squeeze out the blood that tries to make it swell. Finally, elevate it to drain fluid. How's it feel now?
Better, thanks. But there's one more thing you can do.
What?
Help me up.
This moment of science comes from Indiana University, with production support from the Office of the Provost.
We're on the web at amomentofscience.org. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.